Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much for your mercy and your grace. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, thank you for reminding us. Thank you, Lord, for being just that voice of hope and truth into my life and our life, God. We thank you that your word endures forever to all generations, God. We thank you for the wisdom of your word, for the truth of your word. And we thank you that you empower us by your spirit, God. We just honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we ask for that you help us to learn today and be reminded in Jesus' name. So John chapter 17, it's all good. Jesus is sitting there praying. It's an amazing section. He's praying. And this is kind of before he's heading to the cross. It's kind of where he's at in this part of his life. For sake of time, just let's read verse 4. It says, "For I have glorified you on the earth, and I have finished the work which you've given me to do." So this is Jesus basically in like this prayer time with his heavenly Father, and he's praying to his Father, and he makes a statement. "I have glorified you, Father. I've glorified you." Man, that just that statement alone. Do we live lives that glorify the Lord, or does it glorify self, or glorify sin, or glorify what does your life glorify? What does your life express? What does your life value? You know, it's an important thing. "I've glorified you on the earth." And here's how. Here's how he glorified him: by finishing the work, by finishing the assignment that his Father gave him to do. And even though this is really simple and it's part of the core foundation and purpose of our church we speak of awaken and equip. We want to awaken people and equip people to walk in their God-given purpose. And that's basically walking in a meaningful relationship, a life-giving relationship with God through the great commandment, hearing God, loving God, and then letting that overflow to love people with the love of God, love yourself with the love of God, and love other people with the love of God, and the Great Commission, which is bringing the great commandment, that relationship with God, to hear God, to love God, and love other people with God's love, taking that to others, and so the Great Commission is actually bringing the Great Commandment to other people. And so they can be disciples of Christ and then make disciples of Christ. And so if you don't know those terms, Great Commandment, Great Commission, you know, you need to come to church and get more information about that. Sign up for one of our discovery courses. You'll find out about all that when you come to church. But it's your assignment. It's your God-given assignment. And what I want you to know is your assignment from God is greater than any agenda of man. And you got to know there's a difference between assignment and agenda. I looked up the definitions, and maybe y'all could look up these and check them for yourself. But an assignment is a work, a task. It means a work. It speaks to a position, a post, or an office. So it talks about your responsibility, a position, a post, or an office for you to carry out this work, an agenda. I looked up the definition of agenda just to see what the difference was in the definitions. An agenda is an ideology. It's not just a task or something. It's an ideology that is either a plan. It could be a plan of whatever. It could be a man's plan, could whatever, but it's a certain plan, a process, like a purpose, or it could be a political agenda. And it's just this this thing that we face, even, you know, in the weeks and months leading up to elections and in the wake of elections, everybody can be distracted and everyone has all these different things that can happen. Sometimes we're like, yay, and sometimes we're like, oh my gosh, whatever. And all that stuff going on can be a major distraction. I know it's valuable stuff and there's important things. And I believe wholeheartedly that a disciple of Christ in this culture should vote. I believe your vote matters. I believe your voice matters. And I believe you should vote the values of God. So don't misunderstand me. I think you have a place to be responsible as a kingdom American, but don't get distracted. Don't fall into the agenda of man. Don't fall into the agenda. You know, you've heard me say it a couple times before, even on serious issues that have real meaning and impact on people's lives, like abortion. And, you know, you've heard me say that we could win legislation that saves the baby, but actually be distracted to where we lose the soul of a mother. Because we're not reminded of our main purpose. And our main purpose is the Great Commission. Our main purpose is discipleship, making disciples. That is the assignment that God has for us to change culture. Because I believe political climates and voting and political, you know, climates are a result of culture. I also believe that there's things that you know, laws and legislation can affect culture and influence culture. No question, there's a balance of both. But we, as kingdom disciples and kingdom ambassadors of Christ, who know that Jesus is our Lord and He is our King and He is our Savior, that we, our responsibility to the Lord, as far as affecting and impacting and influencing culture, is a lifestyle that represents the King, and it's making disciples. And so I was just thinking about this because I've heard a lot of people talking about, you know, your authority as a believer. And I think about others who talk about, you know, the anointing, which means the empowerment of a believer. So we have kingdom, anointing, we have kingdom authority, but all of that serves the kingdom assignment. And Jesus in John chapter 20, if you look at verse 21, when he's about to he's about to breathe, the resurrected Jesus in John 20, 21 is about to breathe on his disciples that they would be born again and recreated, that we know the born again experience. He's about to do that in John chapter 20, verse 21. And he says, before he breathes life into them and says, receive the Holy Spirit, he tells them, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So Jesus was sent with an assignment to glorify God by finishing the work that God gave him to do. And he sends us in that same capacity, the assignment of God, not the agenda of men. So the authority that God gives us, the anointing that God gives us, is not for an agenda of this thing or that thing. It's for an assignment. And the greatest assignment that we have is to fulfill the Great Commission, to make disciples where we live, where we work, and everywhere. That's the greatest thing. And we are kingdom Americans in this. And so, excuse me. So all of us, oh my gosh, let me get some coffee. I don't know what just happened. So all of us that call on the name of the Lord and we know we're born again, we have this assignment. And we need to be passionate about the assignment. Sometimes when it comes to certain issues and certain agendas that we face in this life that are not all evil, they're not all bad, it can be a good agenda that actually can have impact and influence to help spread the kingdom of God. But we've got to make sure our priorities are right. Our passion points are right. Our passion priorities are right. Sometimes my passion for an agenda goes beyond the purpose of my assignment. And I don't want that to happen. You've heard me say many times that my passion has gone beyond my wisdom. And that's not wise. I don't want my passion to go beyond my purpose. I want to know my assignment, my God-given assignment. And I want to finish the work that God has given me to do. Finish the assignment that he's given me to do. And there's people that God calls to go into different areas of life. He calls some to be school teachers. He calls some to be police officers. He calls some to be, you know, stay-at-home parents. He calls some to be in full-time ministry. He calls some to be business leaders. He calls some to be, you know, athletes. He's called some to be political figures. He calls some to be whatever. But the main overarching theme is finish your work, finish your assignment, not to move an agenda down the field. Y'all hear that? That's my timer. I love that, man. That's Rocky Balboa. That just gets me excited, man. Anyways, to finish the assignment that God has for you. You can read 2 Corinthians 5. It talks about ambassadors of Christ, Matthew 28, the Great Commission, and other things. I just want to pray as I get off here and leave you alone. I just want to pray that, and maybe it's just me, but if it's not, I want to help just pray that you would be reminded of your assignment, eternal assignment from God, that the authority and the anointing that God has given you is for his assignment, which is to make disciples of all nations. It's not to make nations. It's to make disciples of all nations. And so I just want to pray into this. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you give me mercy and you give grace to me, that when my passion goes beyond my purpose, you help balance me. And I thank you, Lord, for just your wisdom and you loving me and reminding me that the most passionate thing, the thing I would burn for, the thing I would live for, would be to preach your name, to preach your gospel, God, to make your name known, God, and to hear you, to know you, to love you, to know you, and just to let my life would represent you well, and that you'd give me discernment and wisdom, give all of us discernment and wisdom, that we would prioritize the assignment of God over the agendas of men, and give us discernment of knowing, even discernment in things that are good and things that are right. Help us to have discernment of that, and help us to keep our prayer for lost souls to be saved, and saved souls to be matured and developed and to be sent out just as you were sent out. So, Father, we just speak your peace over our household, your peace over our churches, your peace over our nation, God, and Jesus be glorified in all that we do. And we magnify you, we love you, and we thank you for including us in partnership in this great commission. So we just speak your peace and your blessing over everyone watching in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.